This parasha is dealing with the concept of teras, so we know it's a well-known iser. It's mentioned in the six parashot in a different manner, but the same type of idea mentioned in parash kisete in a different type of teras, and that is there's an iser to go ahead and remove teras. If somebody has teras, be it as it may, one of different types of teras, there may be methods where one can go ahead and cut it off or surgically remove it in some manner where he can remove the teras from his body. And that being the case, he will no longer have teras, and theoretically he will become tahor. And in such a scenario, the Torah tells us there is a specific iser not to go ahead and do this. One should not remove teras in such a manner. Now the question is, why exactly this usher? One can question whether it's, you know, the wisdom of doing such a thing. Certainly teras seems to be something which is not at all, you know, standard physical event. It's something which is coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'derech neis. And if one would go ahead and remove it, and he deserves it truly, then likely he'll get it back in a, you know, short while, it will recur. So one can question whether he'll achieve anything. But in a basic sense, if he wants to do that, he wants to go ahead and try to do that. So what's the big deal if he tries to remove it? So if Chinuch others ask this question, so just one bakshava perhaps. The Medrash says, the Tanchuma says, the Tanchuma lists off a number of reasons why somebody may end up with teras. At the end of this whole Medrash, of all the various reasons why somebody may incur teras, the Medrash says, Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu LiYisrael, Ru'u Ma Beinechem Bein Umay. Tell Chai Yisrael, look around, look, Ru'u, see what the difference is, how I treat you and how I treat the rest of the world. When it comes to the Mosaylam, I have to settle a score with them, so I go ahead, and I'm Perea first from them physically in their own bodies, and afterwards from their houses. You find my Pari, Pari suffered Negayim. Subsequently, his house, his property, his assets suffered as well. But first came himself, and then the Ayin spread to his other things that were under his control. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, v'achin v'espeis v'avel atem, but you, Klal Yisrael, m'chaitim, b'vateichem ani malak etchila, first I go after your houses. Minayin, v'ashakaru b'inim, nesati neged teras, v'beis eretz achuzaskam. You find by teras, the first step of punishment will be somebody will get teras on their house. Subsequently, one can get teras on one's clothing, and only after that will one get, eventually, one can come to a level where one will receive teras on one's physical person as well. Now, the question is, what's the psad in this gufa? By Gayim, we're finding that Umus Ailam Hashem says, there the methodology is I start by themselves personally, then I go to their houses. By Klal Yisrael, it's all the way around, I start by them, by their houses, then I go to them. What's like a psad in this approach? So the Bali Moses speak out that there's a basic difference when the Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with the Umus and how he deals with us. The time somebody has a chait and he has to get a punishment, the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Tzad Midas Hadin has to go ahead and settle whatever is occurring. So a guy goes ahead, he's chait, he has to get the score settled. If someone's coming to settle the bill and come to pay what's due, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says the easiest way to get that is to go after his personal being. That being the case, because we want to settle it, the biggest anish a person could have is by himself. Go ahead, do what you got to do. If you can't get enough of it, you can't settle the score just going after him personally, so then you have to go after his assets as well. But the idea is you're trying to settle a score. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not trying to settle any score. He's trying to send us a message. What Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is to do tshuva and to come back to him. So he says, I'll send you a message from far out. Your house, it won't affect you, don't worry about it. It'll be a very small, quiet message. You don't hear the message, you have to tune it up, make it a little bit louder, make the message a little louder and louder and louder until finally you get the message. So I start off far away from you, just enough that you should hear, you should pay attention to it. It's a nace, it's something which is derech hateva. It's not a natural occurrence. You're getting a direct message from Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something you'll excuse. But something far out that, you know, it's not that much of an einish. If you don't get the message, I'll keep on moving it up and up. But the idea is the basic fundamental difference how we look at einishim. It's not merely a cheshbon of din, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is meeting out the midas hadin. Rather, he's sending us a message, and we're supposed to look at the einish and see something in it. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? What did I do wrong? What does he want me to improve, and how does he want me to come closer to him? Every einish, every time in life we get a message. Most messages we get, we don't have negayim nowadays. Basically, what we get, everything is clouded in teva. Sometimes we excuse it and we say, it must be this, it must be that. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending you through the prototype of Tzaraas. He's telling you, look, this is how I send messages. I send you first a message that's far out, and little by little I turn it up. But the message is always the same. You have to look for what I'm trying to teach you. When it comes to Tzaraas, if we look at Tzaraas as a problem in itself, the person says, okay, I'll cut it off, no big deal. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, we're not supposed to look at Tzaraas as a problem by itself. The problem is not the Tzaraas. The problem is what causes Tzaraas. When you see Tzaraas, realize Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending you a message. The person who focuses on Tzaraas as a problem by itself, he'll go and cut it off. That shows he's missing the whole approach. He's missing the whole idea Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to convey. People try, you know, anytime someone has a problem in life and you look just at the problem, you try to solve it, realize the problem alone, that's not really the issue. Kadosh Baruch Hu is sending you a message. The way he sends you the message is through the Tzaraas. The way he sends you the message is through something else in life. But the idea of the Tzaraas is, the lesson of the Tzaraas is, always pay attention to what's coming behind it. Don't look at the messenger. Look at the message that's coming. Look at the messenger who's sending the message. Understand what he's trying to accomplish. So don't just try to solve the problem, but try to understand the root cause and how we can do tshuva and come closer to Hashem through that.